101.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 23rd of August. It is 7:21 with 63 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Big Brothers Big Sister Serving Lyon County Director Jackie Wellnitz. Jackie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing all right. How is, I guess you'd say, the school year starting here for Big Brothers Big Sisters Serving Lyon County?
Hey, it's a lot of fun this school year. Last night we went down to the ESU block party, and we had a fantastic turnout of youth wanting to learn more about the program and support the program, which is great.
Before we launch into our upcoming schedule, specifically the street dance, which you've got on the calendar here for next month, talk about why it's so important here for Big Brothers Big Sisters to be at activities like the block party, and, you know, I guess maybe give us an update on really how things stand when it comes to needing mentors and needing littles to be part of the program as well.
Yeah, so it's always important for us to be a part of our community when we're also asking the community to be a part of our program. And so, therefore, like last night, we went out to kind of tell the ESU students about what's going on and how they can impact the youth that are in our community. And so we do that. And then as far as the program's going right now, we've got a lot of people really interested in learning about the program, getting involved. And also, within the last month, we've made two new matches, which is really exciting because one of the little girls has been on the list for a couple years waiting for a big, and she landed her big sister, and they've already had a great relationship and great time in the community. And so with our street dance, we did it last year called Big on the Block. We had a great event. It was a great night. Pete Guile came down, and then this year we're doing this exact same thing. It's going to be down at Town Royal on September 10th. They'll start with the beer garden at 6 o'clock, and then we have Annie Up. And I don't know if you remember, Annie Up was our band for Bruise and Bites last year in October. Everyone really enjoyed them, so I asked them to come back and be our entertainment on September 10th. And so it'll just be a fun night of entertainment. I've got some food. We've got, like, some yard games and the beer garden, and then we'll have a couple raffle items. And again, it's all to support the program, but also to show awareness and show that our program is here in the community and willing and able to support the youth that we serve here in Lyon County.
So September 10th is the street dance day then, huh?
Correct. Yeah. Oh. Town Royal, 6 to midnight. And then Hoyt Truck Center was our big sponsor for our band this year. We sure appreciate that.
So as far as attending the events, is there an admission charge? How's that going to work, Jackie?
Yeah, so the day of the event, you just come down to Town Royal, and you can buy a ticket at the gate, a $25 ticket. That gets you inside to enjoy the evening with us, and then also the first 60 tickets sold get a free drink ticket.
Boy, that's a pretty good deal here for everybody. You know, let me just ask you, too, here, Jackie, what do you have to do in order to get ready here between now and September 10th? Because you got a little bit of time. I know you're building the buzz right now. What do you have to do here in order to make this happen smoothly?
Well, you know, I think this year, just because we did it last year, we're kind of already smooth sailing, really just being out in the community, talking about it, promoting it around the school and the community, and just sharing it on Facebook, right? But really, my big push right now is just making Big Brothers awareness in the community, because we need to continue to gain volunteers, gain youth, so that we can keep building matches moving forward. Now with school back in session, we're going to have the help of the schools and talking in schools and different things. So It's a really fun time. I mean, Big Brothers is a great, great program that offers wonderful support to the youth facing adversity in our community.
Talk about the benefits, too, here, Jackie, for the students that are involved here with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, really the littles and also the bigs, the mentors.
Yeah, so the littles that join our program, they like I said, they're facing some type of adversity, and that comes in all shapes and sizes, right? And so with them joining the program, they get a big, which is a volunteer in our community that has gone through background checks and interviews and all that sort, so that we know that they're safe for our littles. And then we build this relationship between the two of them by supporting them with match support, which Fallon is my match support specialist. And so we are in close contact with that relationship, the whole existence of its relationship, meaning that we call every week, and then we call every couple weeks, and then we call every month, just to make sure that the match is safe, secure, and well provided for, and that they're enjoying their time together. The big is able to take them out in the community and do community service work. Like, we encourage them to serve their community just as much as they enjoy their community, and so that we can be good models and good citizens and good mentors for these youth.
And Jackie Walnuts, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Well, Jackie, after the street dance, anything else planned this fall into the winter?
We do. We are going to have an event called Festival of Trees this winter, and it'll be kind of more of a Christmas theme. We're pairing up with the Flint Hills Mall, and we are going to ask the community to join us in support of that, where we will decorate trees, and then we'll auction those off for your business or for your home or for your church to enjoy for the holiday season.
Outstanding.
That will be fun.
Wanted to ask you here, too, Jackie, is there time here for businesses to get involved and help you out and help to sponsor the street dance? And now that you're mentioning the Festival of Trees, for businesses to get involved with that particular event as well?
Yes, I would love for great participation for our Festival of Trees. And so, yes, with any businesses or any organizations, even your youth group or your Bible study group, it could be just your girls' night out group, anyone that would like to participate with that, reach out and I'll give you more information and we can get that started.
All right, one more time, give us the lowdown on the street dance, Jackie.
Okay, September 10th from 6 to midnight. Come down and enjoy a fun night of entertainment, food, fellowship at Town Royal, all in support of Big Brothers Big Sisters. And we will have Annie up and like a food truck and yard games, and it'll just be a really fun evening, September 10th, 6 to midnight, Town Royal.
Outstanding. Jackie, thanks so much. Hope you have a great time and hope there's a huge turnout. Appreciate your time here today.
I sure appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
Jackie, thanks. That is Big Brothers Big Sisters serving Lyon County Director Jackie Walnuts. Street dance coming up September 10th. Be a part of it.
All right. If you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow, we'll have Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelch joining us as we talk about a special traffic enforcement effort, which is underway through Labor Day. Kind of the traditional lead-in into the Labor Day enforcement effort. John Kelch will join us and give us the update.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local 728, 63 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This happened just the other day.
I'll be ready to go to lunch in just a minute.